Kenneth Smith became the first person in the U.S. to be executed by nitrogen gas. Alabama is one of three states that have approved the method, but is the first to use it. Smith had previously survived a failed execution by lethal injection in the fall of 2022. NPR's Kiara Eisner is in Alabama this week and brings us this story of how America's first nitrogen gas execution unfolded last night. And as a quick note, this story includes some graphic descriptions.
I spoke with Kenneth Smith once before he died.
Hello, this is Kiara.
Hi, Kiara. I'm Kenny.
Back in December, he called me from Holman Prison in Atmore, Alabama. Smith had been incarcerated for 35 years. After multiple trials, he was eventually sentenced to death for his role in the 1988 murder for hire of Elizabeth Sennett. He told me what happened the first time Alabama tried to execute him.
I was strapped down, couldn't catch my breath. I was shaking like a leaf.
For 4 hours, Smith lay on the gurney in the death chamber as workers tried again and again to place the intravenous line necessary to give him lethal injection drugs. But the execution was called off, and Smith went back on death row.
I'm still carrying the trauma from the last time. I'm being treated for PTSD, and I struggle daily.
It wasn't the first time Alabama botched an execution. Workers had struggled for hours to place lines with two other people that same year. After the failed attempt with Smith, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey paused executions and ordered an internal review, then allowed the state to start again a few months later. Smith's next execution would be with nitrogen gas, since lethal injection had failed.
Nothing prepared you for it. Everybody is telling me that I'm going to suffer. So I'm absolutely terrified.
On Wednesday, the night before the execution, I met with Smith's spiritual advisor, Reverend Dr. Jeff Hood, in nearby Pensacola. He had just spent the day with Smith at the prison in Alabama.
I think he is ready for all of this to be over with, one way or another. He kept his head on his mom's shoulder, lots of tears. He was tremendously nauseous. There was a moment where he went over to the trash can and was throwing up, and I had my arm around him.
Smith's nausea was concerning for his legal team. They argued that during the execution, he could vomit and choke in the mask that would deliver the nitrogen. There were also fears that the nitrogen might seep out of the mask and harm others in the death chamber, including Hood, since he would be standing next to Smith.
It's not just us walking into an unknown. It's all of these corrections officers, it's the warden, it's the state. This is the first time that this is happening. Nobody knows what's about to happen.
The next day, just hours before the execution, I spoke with the sons of Smith's victim, Elizabeth Sennett.
The attention has shifted from what happened to Kenny Smith, and that kind of bothers us a little bit.
Mama is being forgot about. Everybody's lost focus on what's actually been done.
The two brothers, Mike and Chuck Sennett, found themselves in a media circus trying to keep their mother in mind.
She was a loving person.
Confidant.
Confidant.
Could cook, could sew.
Had a lot of friends, never met a stranger. And Kenny Smith took that away from us.
Both men said they understood there was concern about the nitrogen gas, but believed Smith had a debt to pay for the murder.
People say, oh, it's so cruel and all this. What do you think my mom went through? You know, how cruel was that?
A little before 7 p.m. Central Time, the U.S. Supreme Court denied Smith's last petition for a stay. The press waited for more than an hour before officials gave an update.
Good evening.
At around 8:30 p.m., John Hamm, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections, spoke to a group of about 20 journalists at the prison.
Smith was pronounced deceased by physicians at 8:25 p.m. Central Standard Time. He struggled against his restraints a little bit. That was all expected and is in the
Others described something different. They said the execution took 22 minutes, significantly longer than what was expected, and that Smith had been conscious for much of it, gasping and shaking. Lee Hedgepeth from Tread News was one of the media witnesses.
Once the execution began, within a couple of minutes, Kenny began to violently push against the straps. His head began to move back and forth violently. This was the
Smith's wife, Dee Smith, was also watching.
Tonight I watched my husband jerk and convulse. and gasp for air. We say we're a country that believes in the Constitution. I'm sorry, but I just don't see that.
At the end of the night, we found Jeff Hood again, the spiritual advisor who was in the death chamber.
Man, I'm just exhausted, just sad, disturbed, horrified.
The nitrogen hadn't physically harmed others in the room after all, but Hood was rattled by what he saw.
I did not expect to see the convulsing as long as it went on. I mean, there was spit, there was throw up, all sorts of stuff coming out of his mouth and hitting the mask. I mean, it was horrible.
There are 9 executions scheduled later this year in Ohio, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Texas. One of those states, Oklahoma, has also approved nitrogen gas as a method.
There's more work to do. There's going to be guys calling from all over the country who need help and don't want to be the next Kenny Smith.
Advocacy groups condemned Alabama's use of nitrogen gas to kill a prisoner last night. But for Mike Sennett, it was the end of a 35-year wait for what he saw as a little bit of justice.
Nothing happened here today is going to bring Mom back. Nothing. We're glad this day is over.
Kiara Eisner, NPR News in Atmore, Alabama.